Trump, Los Angeles fires could be most costly in U.S. history. By Nick Gilbertson on January 8, 2025. President-elect Donald Trump believes the wildfires that have wreaked havoc on Los Angeles County could be the most costly, in terms of money, in the history of the United States. Trump shared his thoughts in a Truth Social post on Wednesday, in which he also revealed some are concerned about whether or not insurance companies will have the funds to cover the profound loss of property in Pacific Palisades and other areas of the county rocked by infernos. The fires in Los Angeles may go down, in dollar amount, as the worst in the history of our country, Trump wrote. In many circles, they're doubting whether insurance companies will even have enough money to pay for this catastrophe. He then blasted President Joe Biden and Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA. Let this serve and be emblematic of the gross incompetence and mismanagement of the Biden/Newsom duo. January 20 cannot come fast enough, he added. Trump criticized Biden and Newsom in several other posts about the calamity that has unfolded in Southern California. No water in the fire hydrants, no money in FEMA. This is what Joe Biden is leaving me. Thanks, Joe, he wrote in one post, referencing reports of hydrants running dry. He slammed Newsom just after 2 p.m. ET for failing to contain some of the blazes. As of this moment, Gavin Newsom and his Los Angeles crew have contained exactly 0% of the fire. It is burning at levels that even surpass last night. This is not government. I can't wait till January 20th, he wrote. As of 6 p.m. ET, CAL FIRE reported that the six major fires in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, the Palisades, Eaton, Hearst, Lydia, Woodley, and Olivas fires, were all at 0% containment. The burned acreage for each fire was as follows. Palisades, 15,832. Eaton, 10,600. Hearst, 505. Lydia, 50. Woodley, 230. Olivas, 11. Thus far, there have been two reported civilian casualties. In a post earlier Wednesday, Trump declared that Newsom was to blame for the disasters for not signing the Water Restoration Declaration put before him. Trump contended the declaration would have allowed millions of gallons of water, from excess rain and snow melt from the north, to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way.